Welcome back to the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. It's time now for our Unified Bank Profile, and this guy gets to have quite a weekend ahead of himself as he is the Nailers representative in the 2023 ECHL All-Star Classic in Norfolk on Monday. It's defenseman Josh Maniscalco, and Josh, those are always special moments. So how did it get told to you? What was your initial reaction? What was the whole process there?
I just came to the rink for, I don't know if it was morning skate or if we had a day off, so I was just coming in to get a workout in or not, but Arms pulled me aside and he kind of just told me, and you know, obviously it's fun, and I didn't know exactly where it was at first, and then I figured out it was in Norfolk, so I figured my parents would come, so it'll be good. It'll be a good little family day, I guess. I'm not there too long, but definitely a memory to add to the memory bank for sure, so should be good.
Obviously, your points totally speak for themselves, but to also be able to get that recognition from your peers, everybody in the ECHL noticing, whether it be players around the league, coaches, broadcasters, to be able to make that much of an impression to earn a vote, what does that mean to you?
Obviously, it just gives you a little bit of confidence when you step out on the ice. It feels good to get that recognition. We've been playing good hockey as a team, and everyone in that locker room, there's a bunch of guys that could definitely be there as well. So hopefully I can make them proud and, put a good show on for the Wheeling team here. So
it's your third pro season. What have you seen in yourself from the time that you broke in a couple of years ago as a rookie to now, where you've really kind of noticed it in your game, or maybe it's something in yourself personally where you go, wow, I've really grown from year one to year three?
Yeah, I think in college, at least for me, I felt like, I was always trying to just play on the offensive side of the puck, and I've really developed like my defensive zone, defensive side of the puck, kind of just making sure I get all my box outs and just take care of the D zone, and just knowing my responsibilities in the D zone, and what's expected of me before offense comes. I think that's somewhere where I've really improved. You turn pro, you don't really know what kind of player you're going to be. But I think for me, just being that puck moving defenseman, try to break the puck out with my legs, and just be ultimate team guy, have fun doing it, and it's been good. Obviously, I try to be in the AHL, but I think everything happens for a reason, and I've enjoyed my time in Wheeling a lot, and we have a lot of fun. I love playing for Arms, and the relationships I've built here, from like some of the boosters to the staff to the players, you can't really beat that, so it's been good.
And they have a lot of respect for you too, and this is your second year as a Nailer. Beginning of the season, Derek and everybody gets together, they look at the leadership group, and you're one of those guys who immediately gets a letter put on you at the beginning of the year. What did that mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, that's just another thing where you're excited for that recognition. Obviously Adam Smith, Haas, and Joser, they're all great leaders, and as the staff decided as well, it's kind of hard to pick one captain out of that group, so it's kind of cool to see a big group like that and not have a captain. So it's been good. I mean, obviously there's, like, CJ and Drevi and Drake are also in there. They could be wearing a letter, like they do sometimes, depending on who's in the lineup, so it's good.
There's some moving parts as the season goes along, but I look at the top four when it's all here with you, Smitty, Drake, Poppy, and man, it just seems to be a really elite top four. What do you like about this D-core this year, not only the top four, but we can go beyond that group as well?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, that four, it's full of experience, and we've obviously played together last year, so just that comfortableness that we have when we're out there together goes a long way. But when I came back down from Wilkes that game last Friday versus Fort Wayne at home, Bunzi, Railer, they're stepping up playing 25 to 30 minutes, and they look like they've been doing it all year. Bokes, goes up and down the lineup, you give guys a little bit more opportunity, and everyone seems to just start pulling their share of the rope, so it's it's awesome to see, and that's what it takes to win in this league, especially when guys are going up and down all the time. So we definitely have a deep team, and hopefully we can go deep into the playoffs.
As you get to the halfway part of the regular season, this weekend you'll be at 36 out of 72. What lessons do you take away from what you experienced last year, the ups, the downs, and ultimately not only getting to the playoffs, but being able to win a round that you can take into this year as you approach that same second half stretch?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously it's a, as you look at the standings right now, it's a grind. You know, that little middle chunk of the standings is a battle. And I think those overtime, you know, points that you get, like say an overtime loss where you grab one point, they add up at the end of the year. And I think at the beginning of the year, we kind of struggled. You know, we were losing games in regulation that we probably could have pushed to overtime. And, you know, you never know what happens in overtime. But I think just, you know, we've come a long way in terms of closing games out and making sure we grab those extra points in overtime. And I think that, you know, that definitely pays dividends at the end of the year. If you can secure a spot early and, you know, rest some guys like we were able to do last year, I think that helps a lot. So, you know, hopefully we're in a position like that. If not, you know, we'll keep battling. But, yeah, that and, you know, just enjoying the moment. You know, it's a grind. It's a long year. A lot of ups and downs. And, you just got to enjoy it and make the most of every situation.
So you said your parents are going to make the journey from Pennsylvania out to Virginia. I know you've probably had a quick look at the All-Star rosters. Do you know anybody that you're going to be playing with or against? Are you going to try and make some new friends out there?
Yeah, so actually my one guy, I think he's not going. We had the same billet family when we played at the national team. He was a year older, Luke Martin. I don't think he's making the trip, though. I think he's up with Hartford right now. And my college roommate, Jared Gorley, plays in Adirondack. He's there as well. So that'll be it'll be good to kind of, you know, reunite with him and, you know, maybe, you know, go have dinner together. And, yeah, it'll be good for sure. Share some stories.
Well, I hope you enjoy that experience. You certainly more than earned it. So congratulations, Josh. Best of luck out in Norfolk. And obviously kick some butt out here this weekend in Wheeling before you make your way out there. And thanks for a few minutes of your time.
Yep, of course. Thanks, Deej.
Nailers All-Star Josh Maniscalco, our Unified Bank profile tonight on the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. More after this on the Nailers Broadcast Network presented by Main Street Bank.